This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Negotiators for both parties in Congress and the White House at a late night last night trying to hammer out details of a possible economic stimulus package. Both sides ended up making some concessions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agreed to drop increases in food stamp and unemployment benefits in exchange for securing a rebate of at least $300 for every person who earns a paycheck, including low-income earners who make too little to pay income taxes. Under the tentative plan, families would receive an additional $300 per child with a cap of $1,200. There's still no agreement on what kind of tax break businesses should get. More details about the stimulus package are expected to emerge today. There's a new peace deal in Congo. Now, whether or not it will bring peace is an entirely different issue. Warring rebels and militias in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo signed a ceasefire deal yesterday. It's an effort to end the conflict that's been at the center of the world's most deadly humanitarian disaster. The peace pact was signed by Tutsi rebels loyal to General Laurent Nkunda and the government of President Joseph Kabila and several militia groups as well. Foreign observers praised the deal but did so skeptically. Congo has seen such ceasefire agreements before and they are never fully implemented. Contractors who oversaw design and construction of Boston's Big Dig Highway project have agreed to pay more than $450 million. Why would they do such a thing, you ask? To settle a lawsuit filed by the state of Massachusetts. NPR's Tovia Smith has details.
After years of cost overruns, delays, and troubles like massive water leaks and falling rocks, the $15 billion Big Dig hit a new low 2 years ago when a concrete tunnel ceiling collapsed and killed a passing motorist. Attorney General Martha Coakley blames BechtelsPersons Brinckerhoff, the consortium hired to oversee design and construction.
There was sloppiness and lack of oversight. And in terms of the ceiling tunnel collapse, they've acknowledged that they failed to do things.
The settlement allows the firms to avoid criminal charges. Firm officials say they take responsibility for their work and, quote, deeply regret the tragic death of Molina Del Valle. The firms are still facing civil suits from Del Valle's family.
NPR's Tovia Smith. And everyone wants a piece of the social networking pie, even Auntie Beeb, it looks like. Reports say the commercial arm of the British Broadcasting Corporation, you know it as the BBC, will be partnering up with MySpace. The announcement is expected today. Under the deal, the Beeb will make some of its content available on MySpace in an effort to broaden its audience in younger demographics. The BBC content will be available anywhere in the world on MySpace's 23 regional sites. MySpace, which is controlled by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, says this will be its first global agreement with a major broadcaster. That is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Teray.